You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, everybody, and happy Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, January 16th, and after the Philadelphia Eagles fell to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday night in the wild card round, the final score was 32-9, the Philadelphia Eagles have been eliminated from the playoffs. Following that ugly loss, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni both spoke with the Philly media and are at the podium with the presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I am your host, Rachel Privette. And this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Before the break, you will hear from Jalen Hurts. He was asked about what happened on the play with the safety. He expressed his love and appreciation for Jason Kelce and shared what it's been like playing with him over these last few years. He touched on what things could be fixed this offseason, and he was also asked if he wants Nick Sirianni back. And after the break, you'll hear from head coach Nick Sirianni. He talked about the offense being completely out of sync, and he took accountability for not putting the guys in the best position. He was asked about changing coordinators this season and this offseason, and he was also asked if he's concerned about his job. And then he explained why he's confident that he can fix some of the problems that presented later in this season. Take a listen.
How do you kind of explain the way the season ended, six losses in seven games and everything, just kind of looking wrong?
I don't think, I think for us this year, I just don't think we've played well enough. The identity, the consistency, the execution for us, the turnovers, everything. All of those come into play when you're talking about having an opportunity to win championships. And, it's something that something we have to be able to learn from.
There was an ESPN report that you weren't happy with the identity of the offense over the last few months of the season. Can you confirm that and give a little more explanation as to why?
I think just where we are as a team. We've had, a ton of opportunities to do great things, and we haven't taken advantage of them, And I've talked about the ownership of that and me taking ownership for the things I can control and challenging everyone to take ownership for the things that they can't control. And for us to put the output that we want on the field, obviously have the results that we want and have the opportunities we want, it takes consistency in that. There's no point to identity. No more than execution. The reality is we have to be better, and that starts with me. And so,
On the safety, what happened to him on that
play? Got held up in the pocket. Was trying to make a play outside the pocket and make a throw down the field and move the chains. Ended up getting it up late. Guess I didn't pass the line of scrimmage, so it's a safety. I have to watch the film to see what actually happened.
Does the finger impact your performance?
I told you guys it was something coming into it. There's no excuse for the inability to do, not to do what we wanted to do out there on the field and the consistency we wanted. Was it an issue? Yeah, I said that long ago. But obviously it's just about the results, we didn't get the results we want. But, when you look at the result and say, what it is, it's about really the process and what you go about it. And so, you know, that's just a huge self-reflection in that for everyone, you know, and it's just a huge self-reflection in that for everyone.
Your offense, a lot of players.
You've been through a lot of different things, career, college, pros. How would you describe what you went through this year, personally and as a team?
It's definitely been a journey, you know, and every year has been has presented different joys and different challenges. And I feel like I've been able to use those things to betterment myself and better the people around me. And so, you know, there's been a lot of ups. There's been a lot of downs. There's been a lot of challenges. There's been a lot of joys this year. There's been a lot of great moments. And all of those moments, just using them to better yourself as an individual, first and foremost. And then how can you help your team? How can you help the man next to you? And so, you know, as things change and as things evolve, it's about, you know, the thing that you can control and investing yourself into the team and doing what you need to do to help the team. And so I'm very appreciative of this group. I'm very appreciative of everything that we've been through and fought through, the games that we came back from. You know, obviously we took a turn there this year and, you know, things didn't end the way we wanted. But it's simply not our turn. It's not our turn. We got a taste of it last year, you know, winning the conference championship and having an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, and it wasn't our turn then, right? And we had the year go, had this year go the way it went this year. You know, talked about the standard a lot, talked about doing those things, but the standard changes from year to year because it's a whole different team, you know, and that's one thing that I've learned, and that's one thing that I will continue to mature on and continue to learn. You learn different things. But I think that's the reality of it, you know. And, you know, I think different years require different versions of a person. And I'll just continue to learn to be the best leader I can be for this team and for this organization. But, you know, a ton to learn from, a ton to learn from. And that's challenging the old heads to the young guys and the guys that'll come at some point here, learn from it, and then reach one, teach one, and you know, have an opportunity to do it again. You know, have an opportunity to do it again. I told those guys in there, as crazy as it is, I mean, you have to be able to use it for your advantage and find a positive out of this negative, turn that negative into a positive somehow, and, you know. For whatever reason, the last time we were here, you know, the very next opportunity, the very next year we had a pretty dang year, a pretty dang good year, a successful year. Didn't finish the way we wanted, but, you know, just got to learn from it all.
You had a lot of offensive players in the locker room and after the game. What, Jason Kelce got a little emotional. What would it mean to have him back next year, and what has he meant, you know?
Yeah, man, he's a legend in the city. You know, he is really in the league. I don't want to just do a disservice to him and the things that he's been able to do and overcome. You know, his journey to where he is now didn't come easy. It's been a long, long time coming for him. And every year since I've been here, it's been, we're going to come back, you know. But he knows how much I love and appreciate him. He knows how much I've learned from him. And, you know, he'll forever have a special place in my heart.
A lot of offensive players have talked about the small things offensively that y'all tried to fix throughout the year. Devontae was talking about how that first 32, that him and Dallas misread signals. They saw one thing, didn't see the second. Through the things that y'all worked out through this year, what things can you point to that you can fix those small things in an offseason that a regular season couldn't have done?
Yeah, just take time on task. Time on task. you know, in this league, you have to be able to find ways to win in a ton of different ways. And I feel like for a time there, we were doing that, and we were doing it at a high level. We were winning a lot of games, and we weren't playing to the level we thought we should be playing to. And then kind of got in a hole in the back end and really couldn't pick ourselves out of it. So I think a time of self-reflection in the offseason for sure, diving deep into that with the guys and just reassessing everything and growing from it. Like I said, the number one thing my number one message is just to use every moment as an opportunity to learn and grow. And, you know, it may not show now, but it'll show, you know. And as I said, it wasn't our turn. It's not our turn. We've had the opportunities. We've had the crumbs. We've had everything to our disposal. But it wasn't our turn. And I can accept that. And I think we can accept that. Knowing that the sun will rise tomorrow and there'll be another opportunity to attack it. You know, it's going to be tough watching and, not, you know, this is just all over, but, we'll learn from it. I know I'll learn from it and I'll give it my all and do my best and all of that.
Do you want Nick back?
I didn't know he was going anywhere.
Question about whether
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
Nah.
Where's your confidence level in him then to fix this team?
I have a ton of confidence in everyone in this building. It's just a matter of us going out there and playing clean football. And that's been something that we have not done, you know. And so
last one. Devontae said that one of the reasons you couldn't run the ball as much as you wanted to is because they kept sending blitzes. You can't run against a blitz. And it was there to be beat. It was just, you know, a missed play here, a missed assignment there. You, as a team, and you personally have struggled against the blitz a lot in the last few weeks. How does that get fixed? How do you make them pay?
You said execution. You know, knowing your assignment and doing your assignment. I think a couple of times it just got us, you know, and it's something that we all have to learn from and move forward from and be better at that, you know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, Nick, fourth and two at your own 44. You hunted there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what you're thinking there.
Yeah, I'm not going to give him a short field. It was actually fourth and three on the stat sheet. And so I'm not going to give him a short field there in that scenario on the first drive. I always think about that on the first drive. You know, not going to get into all you know, my decision making on fourth down as far as what I think and when I think it. But that's one I'm right there. I'm not considering going for it that particular time. We didn't get it. We punted. You know, I didn't want to give them a short field after just one possession that they've had. So that's a little bit of the reasoning behind it.
Beginning of the game, halftime, things went down about four carries. What was the flow of the offense in the first half?
Yeah, we were just a little out of sync, obviously. You know, we had the big play to Devontae. Besides that, we were just a little bit out of flow. That's always going to start with me. Wasn't good enough. Obviously, we're not putting them in good enough positions. And so, you know, sometimes when you're in second and long and third and long, you're not continuing drives, it's easy to look at the stat sheet and say, they didn't run it enough. But, you know, there's things that aren't being accounted for. You're in second and long, you're in third and long. There's nothing to say that you can't run it there, but it's going to be harder to pick up a first down in those scenarios. So whenever you're out of flow like that and not in sync like we were, it's going to be hard to get your carries when you're behind the sticks. And we had a 2-minute drive there as well. So, hey, listen, we need to be able to run it more. Obviously, we weren't able to today to get into a flow, and that's on me.
Those third and shorts
in the season.
Obviously, we were in a big slide and. you know, anytime that's the case, I always look at myself first, and I didn't do a good enough job. And obviously we lost five of the last six and lost today. And it's almost like you couldn't get out of the rut. We couldn't get out the rut we're in. And that's all of us. We'll all have to look ourselves in the mirror and accept that. And, you know, just find answers, find solutions. But obviously, you know, when you start 10-1, you know, and then you get into what happened for us. Obviously, that the expectations were high. Expectations were even higher when we started off 10-1, and we fell into a skid. So I'll look at everything. I'll look at, you know, obviously the play calling. I'll look at the you know, the scheme. I'll look at, you know, practices. I'll look at everything that we're doing, because, you know, I think that the past 2 years, you know, did some things. We got hot a little bit at the end. And then this year wasn't that case. So anytime that's the case, you're going to look for answers in those scenarios. You know, cause it's not always the answer isn't always like, okay, we finished hot last year, lost our last game. Do the same thing. You'll be able to adjust. We did some adjusting of things, but we'll look at everything.
You're looking at everything. Does that include potentially changing coordinator, especially on the defensive side?
Yeah. I mean, that's a little premature to talk through that. Everybody in that locker room's hurting right now. Coaches, players, staff, everybody in that locker room's hurting. And my job right now is to be there for them, be there for the guys. We'll get into all that. I'm not there yet. We're hurting right now. It's tough to, you know, to go out, you know, the way we did this. Hats off to the Bucks. They had a good game plan. They did a good job. My mind right now is not there. You know, I got a lot of time to think about that. My mind right now is on the locker room, the guys, the coaches, all those things.
Nick, how do you think you guys did against the Blitz?
I'm sorry, but are you concerned at all about your job status?
Like I just said to, you know, like I just said over here, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about the guys. Again, there's a lot of guys in that locker room, all the guys in that locker room, every single one of them that put their heart and soul into this. I'm not worried about me. I'm not worried, as the head coach, I'm just trying to be there for our guys and our staff right now, you know, through a tough time. You know, obviously we didn't finish anywhere near we wanted to finish. And so again, my heart feels for these guys. You know, we're all taking it hard, and that's where my mind is right now. You know, obviously it was almost a similar play, the safety that we got on them. With momentum. And so, you know, anytime a safety like that happens, it's a big momentum change, right? They were up 16-9. I thought our defense was doing a good job, you know, at the beginning of the end of the first half, beginning of the second half. It kind of swung the momentum, you know, there. You know, they made a good play, and we didn't.
You should have thrown the ball.
Not necessarily. I'll have to look at the tape of exactly what happened on that. You know, he's trying to make a play. You know, that's what that he does. So many good things with making plays, and when he extends plays when something's not there. And you know, you can't get really excited ever. And when he makes game plan changing plays, and then you know, crush him when something like that happens. And so he's made a lot more plays than he hasn't there in that particular case. You know, we got to put him in a better position to make a play to start things off. And then, hey, like I said, he's made a ton of plays that way. He's trying to make a play in that situation. Didn't work this time.
Hey, how do you think Jalen and the offense handled the blitz?
An issue throughout the game.
I'll get you
about that. Through the weeks, and you mentioned early in the season, you guys were near the top of the league. When that sort of turns in a drastic direction, how do you look at that as a coach?
Sure. Again, yeah, the – you just got to look at how you're going about your business. Tackling is a tricky thing. Not a lot of teams are going to tackle live, right? I don't think any teams are going to tackle live, to be quite honest with you, especially late in the season. And so you got to look at how you're drilling it. You got to look how you're, you know, the different technology that they have to help you drill it. Because obviously, you know, throughout the body of work of the season, it was good, but it wasn't as good in the last couple of weeks. I think that you can kind of look at everything. If you look at the body of work and a lot of different things this season, you know, the numbers may say one thing, but it wasn't good enough in the past month of the season, right? And so, again, that's going to go back to how we practice, all those different things. You know, I know we had a lot of guys healthy, and we only had two starters not here for this game. So part of you wants to say to yourself, well, all hands were on deck for the most part. Obviously, N'Kobe and Sydney, you know, AJ would have been able to be back, I'm assuming. But, you know, two guys out that were season-ending injuries, you want all hands on deck, but you also got to make sure that you're doing the right things with practice. So we'll look at all that. We'll look at all that. Again, I'm not there yet with that.
Jalen and the offense handled the blitz tonight.
Hey, I mean, he scored 9 points. So I think the better way to say that is, how do you think the coaching staff and the players handled the blitz tonight? Because it's not just on one person, you know. We didn't do a good enough job. Starts with me, but being able to put them in the right positions to help them make plays. Tried some different things. You know, hats off to them. They had a good game plan. We didn't coach or play well enough tonight.
Kelsey was emotional coming off the field. Your thoughts on him, particularly if this was the end?
Yeah, I love him. I love him. Yeah, I don't. Obviously, we're not there at that position yet, or to talk ready to talk about that, or you know, but he's special, and I love him. He's one of the most special guys I've been around. So, you know, obviously, always, he's always got a place and here, and you know, always want him to play. We'll see what happens as time progresses here.
Given the way the last second half of the season went, I guess what gives you the confidence that you can fix some of the problems of the system?
Yeah, we believe in ourselves. I'm not sitting in this room, you know, for any reason. And it's the same thing with these guys. I'm really not. I'm not built that way. You know, what gives me the confidence to think that we can fix it? Because we believe in ourselves, and we're in these seats at the you know, at the top of our profession. Because we worked off to get here. And I can promise you this, that nobody in that locker room thinks that way even a little bit. I don't know in what profession anyone does think that way, like, and doubts themselves, but sure as hell ain't us.
What are your next few days look like in terms of meeting with Jeffrey? And I know you said that your focus is on the players right now, and you'll get to have.
Yeah, I'm not, again, like I said, I'm not there yet. I don't know exactly quite yet. Wasn't expecting it to end tonight. It did. And now I'll put together a schedule here on the plane right home and then tomorrow.
Was there anything specific the Bucks did on offense that really kind of let them move the ball at will with punches?
Yeah, you know, they ran it well. I thought Baker did some good things, you know, with some pressure things, that he made that really good play against Blitz Zero. Down the middle, was that to Godwin, I think. You know, they got some really good players, and I thought they ran the football well, and hats off to them.
Last one.
Go ahead. I got a guy.
Nick, when you talked about not being able to get out of the rut late in the season, do you look back at some of the decisions and wonder why they didn't work?
Yeah, again, like I said, anytime, like, I'm not going to – anytime we make a decision that doesn't work, I'm going to drag myself through the mud and attempts to get better from it. You know, we don't brush things by. We just try to look for solutions. And obviously our solutions weren't good enough near the end. But we'll go back to the drawing board as we continue on.